Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In this great experiment that we call a representative republic, everyone has a role to play, and if we all do our part, we finally arrive at days like today, which is one of the most important days of the 2021 legislative session. Today at 1 p.m., the House and Senate will each take up important legislation that will affect our state for years to come. In the House, we'll hear Senate Bill 215, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a bill designed to protect Montanans when our right to freely exercise our religious beliefs is substantially burdened by government action. If passed, Montana will join the ranks of 22 other states in the federal government who have had this law for over 35 years. As the House debates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the Senate will debate House Bill 112, a bill to protect women's sports in Montana. This bill would ban biological males from competing in women's sports. As men continue to dominate women's athletics, the backlash is growing. Three states now have these laws in place, and 23 other states are considering them as we speak. This week, a YouTube video surfaced of a transgender University of Montana runner destroying his female competition in the one-mile race at last year's Big Sky Conference Track and Field Championships. As one female runner put it, "How can that be fair?" By the end of today, we'll have a good idea if these two bills will become law. If they pass by large margins today, then they'll probably be safe for tomorrow's final vote. Then, it's on to Governor Gianforte, who has indicated he'll sign both bills. So back to our original question, and the fact that everyone has a role to play. Every day, we finish this broadcast with the phrase, "Your input does make a difference." And it's your input and involvement that brought us to this point. It began when strong conservatives decided to put their lives on hold and run for office. They were joined by Congressman Greg Gianforte and former UM law professor Christian Juris, who ran for governor and lieutenant governor, and former Speaker of the House Austin Knutson, who ran for attorney general. All were strong conservatives, and all won their respective races in November by large margins. At that point, the table was set. We had large conservative majorities in the House and Senate, a governor willing to sign conservative bills, and an attorney general willing to pull out all the stops to defend that legislation in court. It happened because conservatives turned out on Election Day in large numbers. Then, in January, the legislature convened and a tidal wave of conservative bills were introduced. It's not fair to say that they sailed through the process, but at every stage of the game, they've made slow, steady progress. You played your part by calling your legislators and asking them to vote yes on good bills. You also showed up to testify. Legislators heard you and voted well, and the end result brought us to where we are today, on the verge of passing the largest slate of pro-life, pro-family, and pro-religious freedom bills in nearly two decades. Now, we have one final request. It's time to pray. There are those listening that we call prayer warriors. As it says in the book of James, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We're asking everyone to pray for God's will to be done today on the House and Senate floor. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.